The scripture says we are moving, we are accelerating toward this at an enormously rapid pace. Israel has been restored, and there is now the movement within Israel, among Orthodoxy, the cry for their temple. Watch for it. It will happen. There will be a temple in Jerusalem. They will reinstitute the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament, and they will keep the Passover and all of their particular feast days in accordance with Mosaic law. And into that temple will come the Antichrist, who will deceive, if possible, all mankind with all power, signs, and lying miracles. That's what we're looking forward to. The coming, according to Paul, of this great figure of destruction. I don't care whether you're pre-tribulation or mid-tribulation or post-tribulation. It's all pure tribulation when you argue about it. But the Christian church for 19 centuries, Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox, 19 centuries, taught and still does that the Antichrist will enter the temple of God in Jerusalem before the second coming of Jesus Christ, and the church will anticipate persecution of unbelievable proportions. In fact, the Reformers, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, Knox, Melanchthon, our spiritual fathers, taught that the papacy was the Antichrist. And they could hardly have taught that the Pope was the Antichrist if the church was going to be raptured before he got there. We must face the fact that there is a real possibility that although we will be delivered from the wrath of God, because he has promised us that, there is no promise that we will escape persecution. Jesus said, in the world you will have persecution. You will have trial. Cheer up! I have already conquered it. We have a great enough Lord to take us up or to take us through. The important thing is not when he comes, but that he comes. And that we get ready and prime ourselves so that our Christian sensors are out there sensitive to the signs of the times. Because the scripture says, wherever the vultures circle, you will find the carcass. You know what Jesus meant by that? He meant, look at the circling signs, because my coming is indicated by what you see. Look. And what I say unto you, I say unto everybody, watch. Watch. And the great sign of the end of the ages is the multiplicity of false Christs and false prophets and false teachers who will spread false gospels. Jesus three times gave us the warning and reiterated it so that we would not forget it. Well, they're here. And the New Age movement is a New Age cult which imitates Christianity, imitates the vocabulary of the Bible, preys on our desire for peace, health, happiness, security, prosperity, in effect, a millennial kingdom, and offers us instead the Prince of Darkness, whom Paul says arrays himself so that he looks like an angel of light. Resist him, says the scripture, steadfast in the faith. I'd like to give you some of the key words that will help you, key terms, identify New Age thinking almost automatically. It's just as much a tracer as a radioactive isotope in your bloodstream. It's just as easily detectable. All you have to do is use your brains. These terms will tell you immediately what you are up against. Higher consciousness. Cosmic consciousness, Christ consciousness, Christ self, Christhood,
Aquarian Age. Planetary Vision. New Consciousness. Numerology. Reincarnation. Rebirth. Not the biblical rebirth. Dying and being reborn in another body. Astral projection. The projection of your spirit nature in an out-of-body experience. Right into the New Age movement. Pyramidology. People who believe that the pyramid somehow has some key to power and the future and the interpretation of biblical prophecy. Horoscopes and charts connected with the stars and the future. Polarity, so that you may find your proper place in the balance of the divine and the human. Universal oneness. Avatars. Meditation. Karma. The law of action and reaction in reincarnation. The solar logos. The father who symbolizes will. Love and wisdom, which symbolizes the sun. And active intelligence, which symbolizes the Holy Spirit. The satanic Trinity. The depersonalization of God. Atlantis. Lemuria. Maitreya. Tarot. Seance. Spirit communication. Psychic healing. And you're saying, is his stomach upset? No. That is a Hindu chant. A mantra. A secret word. Given by the Indians and the gurus. And what do? You sit cross-legged in the lotus position, chanting, And what are you doing? You are raising the lotus serpent at the base of your spine, which will rise up through Kundalini and give you the revelation that you really need to know. You are God, dummy. This is the vocabulary that you run into in New Age seminars, New Age things all over the United States. And you're sitting here laughing at it. You're laughing at it. Laugh on the other side of your face. It hits you and Vernon. You didn't even know it was here. How soon do you think it's going to take them to come in on lovely, hospitable people who don't know what's going on? Just as fast as possible. Under the guise of world peace, prosperity, humankind, one world, one planet, and happiness. And then finally, spiritual attunement. That means getting yourself tuned up to the fact that you're God. Esoteric, mysterious, secret, Eastern philosophical concept. Therapeutic touch, where they teach you how to harness the force. I'm not talking about Star Wars, because Star Wars did have this occultism right in it. The force was there. It was all occultic nonsense. Yoda, the raising of the ship. The reason you couldn't do it, Luke Skywalker, is because you didn't think you could do it. Well, that reminds me of the story of the three men in hell. If everything depends upon thought, we're in trouble. The Protestant said, if I did what the minister told me to do, I wouldn't be here. The Catholic said, if I did what the priest told me to do, I wouldn't be here. And a Christian Scientist sat in the corner and said, I'm not here, I'm not here, I'm not here. Mrs. Eddy said, nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Quoting Shakespeare, that great Elizabethan theologian. Think about that statement. Nothing is either good or bad. Thinking makes it so. So, if we kill 6 million Jews at Bergen-Belsen, Treblinka, Auschwitz, Dachau, Buchenwald,
It's only the thinking about it being bad that makes it bad. Nothing is good or bad. Thinking makes it so.
No, it doesn't. You can sit and meditate on your navel from now till Buddha freezes over and is not going to do anything for you at all with God, except perhaps give you a sore stomach and a stiff neck. Therapeutic touch, where you're touched and healed by people who run their fingers over you and discharge the force into your body. Forces in balance, new world order, iridology, palmistry, knowing your future. All of this, and I'm only scratching the surface, is part of the vocabulary, the terminology of the new world, of the new age cult, a glossary of occultic darkness. Remember it when you hear it and when you see it. Start asking the right questions. Now you're sitting here saying, what are the right questions? Here they are. What is the theology of the New Age movement? All right? The theology is quite involved, so I have given you a simple outline of it. Here it is. The New Age theology does not believe in the God of the Bible, but in God defined in many ways, but generally as an impersonal force pervading all creation. It is known in philosophy as pantheism, all as part of God. The material world itself is a lower form of the mind and must be dispensed with. The only true reality is the spiritual. And of course, you must attain that high degree of spirituality by recognizing the fact that you are deity. And the moment you recognize your Christ consciousness, you can pick up the threads of your karma and find out where you were in your past reincarnational life, and then you can correct the mistakes you made there and go on to live a perfect life here. The God of the New Age movement is not the God of the Bible, and you are dealing with all kinds of philosophy and theology, but all of it is removed from biblical revelation. An impersonal divine mind or cosmic consciousness in which we are all eventually to be absorbed. Secondly, New Age movement teaches the divinity of man. Mankind is divine because mankind is already part of God. Thirdly, God is immanent in all creation. They do not know anything about God transcendent as creator, sovereign, Lord. They only know about this unknowable thing and a whole chain of avatars or messengers who bring knowledge of it to us. The immanence of God without the transcendence of God. Again, this is very important. Relative to Jesus Christ, the New Age movement separates Jesus from Christ. Jesus is the avatar and the messenger, and Christ is the cosmic consciousness, which is the true divinity of all mankind. Jesus and Christ. Let's pause for just a moment and answer these things from the Scripture. Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 answers point number one. Moses said to God, "Whom shall I say has sent me unto you?" And God answered Moses out of the burning bush and said, "I," first person singular, "am," verb to be, a reflective, cognizant ego. Personality. I am. Pussycats and doggies, crocodiles and dolphins do not say, "I am." A reflective, cognizant ego. Mind says, "I am." The God of the Bible is a person. He tells us in the book of Isaiah,
I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. So God is a person, and in the divine context, thinks. He is not an impersonal force. Secondly, man is not divine. Genesis chapter 1 says we are created in the image and likeness of God, but Genesis chapter 3 says we blew it. And the image is scarred, marred, battered, and crushed. But it still exists. And God appeals to that through the gospel of Jesus Christ by common grace. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all mankind, teaching us to abandon worldly lusts and to look for that blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of the great God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, the divinity of man disappears. Dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. In Psalm 82, God says, you're not gods, you're men. And you're going to die like men. Scripture says, Book of Hebrews, it is given to all men first to die. After that, judgment. So we are talking about man as a fallen creature. New Age movement says no. Man is not a fallen creature. Man is divine. The immanence of God is all throughout Scripture. But the supreme evidence of the immanence and the transcendence of God is in the person of Jesus Christ. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Transcendent. Transcendent means beyond. Beyond us. John 1:1, God transcendent. John 1:14, God immanent. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. New Age movement tells us that you may separate Jesus and Christ. The Bible says, this is the doctrine of the prince of darkness. Turn your Bible to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. And learn what God has to say about the New Age movement in a hurry. God tells us that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, the satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. He goes on to tell us something else that we dare not ever forget. He reminds us that the doctrine of the Antichrist is he that denies that Jesus is the Christ. He has neither the Father nor the Son. Little children, it's the last time, verse 18. You have heard that the Antichrist will come. Even now there are many Antichrists. We know it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Had they been of us, they would no doubt have stayed with us. They left us that it may be made clear or obvious they are not all of us. Now look at verse 22. Who is the liar? But he that denies Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. There's your doctrine of the Antichrist. You separate Jesus from the word Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Cross-reference, write it down, Matthew 16, 18. Peter responded to Jesus' question, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood has not told you this, but my Father, which is in heaven. I am the Christ. I am the Son of the living God. You're not the Christ. You're not all little Christs. I am the Christ. The word Christ, or Christos, is a transliteration of the Hebrew Mashiach, the anointed one. You cannot separate Jesus from Christ because Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the doctrine of the New Age movement here is branded by John as the doctrine of the Antichrist. Theology of the New Age movement says that man is essentially good, and that he is evolving
to full divinity. What does God say? Prophet Jeremiah reminds us, the heart of man is deceitful above everything and incurably sick. Who can understand it? It wasn't God that created Dachau, Auschwitz, Belsen, and Buchenwald. It was the heart of man. That's how sick it is. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. Read the first chapter of Romans if you have any illusions about the nature of man. He is not essentially good. He is a fallen creature, desperately in need of the new birth. The New Age movement denies sin as rebellion against the law of the eternal God. It wants nothing to do with monotheism or the God of creation who gave us the law. It does away with him, with his law, and teaches that you do what is right in your own eyes. And if you do wrong, you will make up for it in your next reincarnation. The Bible answers that categorically. Hebrews chapter 1. Jesus Christ by himself purged us of our sins and sat down at the right hand of God. Therefore, you are not going to improve upon the Lord Jesus, and you are not going to pay for your own sins because Jesus paid it all. The old hymn is right. All to him I owe. Sin had left its crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. The end of reincarnation is resurrection. Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. I will raise you at the last day. There will be a resurrection of the just and of the unjust. And Christ said, I will do it. For the hour will come when you will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and those that hear will live. So it's pretty obvious that the New Age movement, in its basic theology, denies the law of God as the standard of righteousness. Whereas the epistle to Galatians and the entire epistle to the Romans tells us that the law is holy, righteous, just, and good. That sin is transgression of the law, and that all unrighteousness is sin. New Age movement wants nothing to do with an absolute standard of righteousness. It is a relativistic theology. It has no absolute authority except you. New Age movement believes in karma and reincarnation. You pay for what you do yourself. No, says the Bible. If you come to Calvary, Jesus takes care of it for you. He bore in his own body our sins on the tree. He entered once into the holiest of all, having obtained eternal redemption for us. There is no reincarnation. First death, then the judgment. The New Age movement believes in multiple saviors. Buddha, Mohammed, Zoroaster. It is just as the Baha'i faith presents it. They have 9 saviors of the world. The New Age movement, which Baha'i is a member of, believes in multiple messengers and avatars and gurus. That's why Maharishi Mahesh Yoga thinks that he's a god. He's a guru. That's why Bhagwan Rajneesh thinks that he's a god. That's why all the Hindus think they're gods, the gurus, because they are messengers from this unknowable being. No, there's only one messenger. At the end of the ages, God appeared in his Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile the world to himself by the sacrifice of the cross. The New Age movement teaches that there is a physical and spiritual evolution. Physical, they accept the evolutionary hypotheses. And spiritual, in that they believe man is evolving to eventual perfection of godhood. New World religion teaches salvation by works and by reincarnation. The Bible teaches by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not by yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. The New Age movement teaches one world, and all can reach God by many ways. No? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby you must be saved, Jesus Christ. Some people say it's very narrow. No, it isn't. It's very godlike. It's God's creation. It's God's universe. And you are sitting here tonight, by His grace, breathing His air. You are perched precariously on a semi-burned-out cinder with a hot core of nickel, 93 million miles from a large solar furnace, held in place by a force known as gravity that nobody understands and can guarantee will be here in the next microsecond. You are spinning at a speed of approximately 25,000 miles per hour in space. Now, how secure do you feel? As a Christian, I feel very secure because the scripture says, my Father is answering the phone in heaven. It is not off the hook. And when we sang before, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. You better believe it, baby. That's the only reason you can face tomorrow, because He lives. And so the universe is held together not by some esoteric avatars. The universe is held together by the God of the galaxies, the creator of all things, and the one of whom the scripture says, He entered the world in the form of man. For by Him were all things created. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him, Jesus Christ, is life. And the life is the light of men. The light goes on shining.